Hey, fam, I'm Jada Pinkett Smith, and this is the Red Table Talk podcast. All your favorite episodes from the Facebook Watch Show in audio, produced by Westbrook Audio and iHeartRadio. Please don't forget to rate and review on Apple Podcasts. Hey, Facebook family. I'd like to introduce you to two of the most important women in my life, my mother and my daughter. Adrienne Banfield Norris, really old school.
Don't let me be the grandma that's running around in a miniskirt.
Everything is by the book. And then we have my daughter, Willow Camille Rain Smith. Willow 17.
We alive!
She breaks all the rules. They're both on two extreme sides of the spectrum. And funny enough, guess where I land? In the middle. We will be talking about the world around us, about what we're going through, because we're all going through something.
We're going ham.
I'm so excited.
Hashtag put it all on the table.
On the red table.
On the red table. We about to red table that.
This is our first episode, and I just had the biggest epiphany.
Motherhood and everything that comes with it is our red hot topic.
When I met Will, he had a son. My entry point to motherhood was co-mothering with Will's ex-wife, Cherie. And this is the first time I'm sitting down to talk about our journey.
I want to show you guys my conversation with Cherie.
Oh.
I think it might be really uncomfortable.
Bitch, you living in a house I picked out.
I never wanted you to be in that situation.
Like, no, not date Will at all. It has been a hell of a journey.
What?
Around the lights, please,
Miss Phoebe.
I'm ready.
Let's do this.
Here we go. Yes.
The table of passion, the table of truth, the red table. Today we are talking about and celebrating motherhood. When I married Will, I had a bonus son that came with that marriage named Trey. And with Trey came his mother, Cherie. And my first introduction to motherhood was actually co-mothering with Cherie.
Remember that I never wanted that for you.
I know. So I had an opportunity to talk with Cherie about our blended family. It has been a hell of a journey. This was the first time we did this, so I was super nervous.
Yeah.
You know?
How did you feel? How did she feel about doing it?
You know what? She was super open. Will, I'm gonna let you come over here. Sit next to Gam so that you guys can. So, Ree, this is the first time to sit down together.
Yes.
And talk about this blended family situation. And, you know, I think it's so important because there's so many people that are going through this.
That's right.
We've been doing this for 20 plus years.
Yeah, we have.
That's a long time.
That's long ass time.
The beginning between us was rough. And here's the one thing I will say in hindsight. Because I did not understand marriage, I didn't understand divorce.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that I probably should have fell back.
You think?
I do. And I'm going to tell you
why.
I would have fell back because I feel like when Will and I first started dating, you know, I had this thing in my mind. I was like, oh, okay, well, you did that and that's done, you know?
Oh, so now, oh, you thought it was done?
Right! That part. See, that's where I was wrong.
Yes.
Now, being a married woman, and if Will and I were to get divorced now, my God. So when I think back about where I was, some of my insensitivity, some of my inconsideration, just in regards to you guys unwinding a marriage.
Yeah.
And then me trying to get in there and like, all right, so we got Trey, we got Trey. Okay, so this is what we need to do. And, you know, just, I remember.
I was like, bless her little heart.
Right.
I remember I was dropping him off and little Miss Thing said, we need to talk about Trey's behavior.
I was like, we all need to sit down and have, right.
I was like, go get his daddy.
Do you remember that conversation that we had on the phone that time?
I do.
It was fighting
words. Very few times in my life I can recall being checked real hard where I didn't have nothing to say.
You did that.
I did?
Yes, but you weren't out of line. You picked up the phone, okay, and I wasn't really respectful. Trey was at the house, so I'm calling to talk to Trey.
Right.
But I had to go through you to get to him.
Okay, got it.
You answered the phone.
Got it.
So you basically let me know, I don't really appreciate your tone. And I was like,
I don't care.
It don't matter. And you hung up on me.
Oh, girl!
I called back, and I happened to say, quote, bitch, you living in a house I picked out. You said, it's my house now.
Well, I want you to know, Will Smith let me have it.
What was his take?
His take was, that is Trey's mother, and that's just not your place.
Yeah. The next time I saw you was in the foyer of my house. You took the initiative to make things right.
Right.
And the one thing I will say about you, you would always say, Ree, I apologize.
Right.
You always owned it, and thank you for that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
One thing that Will has always been really clear about, which is really beautiful, is the mother dynamic.
Yeah.
Basically, his position was, I'm always willing to hear, I'm open ears, but you have to understand she's Trey's mother. It took a lot of maturity.
Because I didn't know that.
And he knew when to step off, when he was like, that's between you and Ree, y'all gotta figure that out.
Mm. And you know what I think? Part of my responsibility is to respect you.
We have to understand that. Just that level of respect and consideration, you know, and that takes a minute to get to.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say was the most difficult point for you in regards to this dynamic?
The most difficult part was the week he told me he was introducing you to Trey. And I said, no, I don't think that's a good idea.
Right.
And he's like, well, it's happening, you know?
Right.
So Trey comes home. I said, how did you like Miss Jada? He said, I really liked her, Mommy.
Oh, my God.
Thank you for loving my baby.
Oh.
So he comes, he says, I want to get her a present. He wanted to get you a little candle. That was a turning point because I did see your heart with Trey. You know, I did see that you loved this kid. You really did. And I saw a woman who was doing the very best she could. I'll be honest with you. I had my doubts.
I know you did, because do you remember when you told me it was Trey's birthday party and you had invited me and you looked at me and you said, you know he's not easy, right?
Mm. Was I talking about Will or Trey?
You be talking about Will. Talking about Will.
Was I right?
You were.
That's what I'm saying, girl, for just looking out. Just looking out.
But yeah, I knew you had your doubts. Everybody did,
though. Yeah, because I know this little boy is a lot.
Right.
And I know this baby daddy
is a lot.
Is a lot.
Right.
You know, I chose to walk away from the marriage.
Right.
That's the choice that I made. And even to this day, thinking that I broke up a family, I didn't give Trey what I wanted for him. I didn't give him what he needed.
Right.
You know, I didn't give him what his brother and sister have.
Right.
That's hard.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's what I have to live with.
Right, 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 right.
And that broke me down. It still hurts.
You know, I had this fantasy in my mind. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, man, we're just going to be one big happy family. We're going to make this work. And Trey, this is going to be seamless for him. Mm-hmm. And it hasn't been, you know. And that, it's been difficult. Especially now as he's older. Mm-hmm. And just seeing some of the stuff he has to deal with. But I know you and I both understand that he has, we've all come here with our burdens.
Isn't that something, how we can relate because of Trey. And I'll tell you, on this side of things,
right,
my son could not have a better bonus mom.
Thank you, Ray.
No, thank you. He couldn't.
And he's got a great mother.
Thank you. Aww. We did it.
We did it. We did it. So that's it.
Whoa. That was a great conversation.
Really?
Whoa. Yeah.
That blew my mind just watching that just
really?
Now.
Really? Tell yeah. me. Let's talk.
I was always kind of seeing the edges of what was really going on.
Right.
When you were growing up, did you feel like tension from time to time when Cherie
yes.
was around?
Oh, yes.
But it was so interesting issues. Because I loved going to Cherie's house.
Right.
And I loved, you know, cooking with her and sleeping over.
Yeah, because she could cook.
Yeah, and,
she could burn.
You know, I loved hanging out with her. Our relationship was amazing.
Right.
But I definitely knew that there was a dynamic thing.
Right.
What has changed watching this interview? I never really understood both of your relationship.
Right.
Like, I didn't understand that you had a relationship.
Right, right.
We really try to keep our adult stuff out of the view of you guys, even though, looking in hindsight, you guys could feel it anyway.
Yeah.
So you might as well had a discussion about it,
yeah.
you know? Me and Jaden, well, we love Trey, and we wanted to be around him all the time, and then seeing how he reacted, just let us know,
You and Jaden were here, and then there was Trey.
But we always tried
yeah.
to unconsciously
yeah.
close that gap.
Yeah.
I wanted to close that gap, too. And I think even through Trey's experience, I was trying to heal something about my own experience.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, that I never wanted him to feel like he was separate.
Separate, yeah.
I didn't want him to feel that.
Right.
When I was sitting at the table with Cherie and I watched that interview, I had such a healing moment because I realized that with all my expectations, how expectations will steal the gifts that are sitting right there in front of you because you can't see them, because you're so concerned about creating this picture that you have in your mind, B, you can't even see the blessing that is standing right there in front of you. What do you think, Gammy, after seeing?
It was difficult hearing her say some of the things that she said about you and some of the things that you said about her. I mean, I know that's what was going on, but,
like what?
You know, in my mind, I'm like, well, yeah, you shouldn't have been over there saying that or whatever, you know.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah, I mean, because that's where my head was back in the time when we first started doing the Christmases together mm-hmm. with the entire family. I was like, really?
Yeah.
I'm not understanding really why it's necessary for Cherie and everybody to be here. Is that really necessary?
Right.
But, you know, that's some old school BS.
Right.
I love Cherie.
I would say she has really been one of the main people in my life that has forced me to expand in a way that was beyond anything I imagined.
Yes.
And I'm so grateful.
I'm sure she would say the same.
Yeah. Yeah. What was your relationship like with your mother?
It was great until I got into high school. And then I started hanging with this crowd.
You know, Gammy had me at your age.
Yeah, I hadn't graduated
from
high school
yet.
Whoa.
Yeah. I was married in high school.
What was it like for you, though, Mom, being a mother in high school?
They were the worst years of my life.
Wow.
Worst years of my life.
Why?
Because I was just so confused, so in a rebellious state. I wasn't getting along with mommy and daddy, just being really uncomfortable in my own skin.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And just doing whatever I thought I needed to do to be popular and be part of the popular crowd.
Yeah.
You know, so that's not an easy thing for someone as young as I was.
Exactly.
Had a baby, married, and divorced.
Wow.
By the time I was 19 years old.
Oh my God.
I don't need to laugh.
No,
Dan, but
it's just, it's...
yeah.
It's
real talk.
It's a beautiful experience.
No, it is real talk.
Yeah. It's real talk.
And I'm laughing because I can, because you've come through so,
so much.
You know what I mean? You're a young woman. As you grow older, what are your thoughts around motherhood in regards to
your own life, your own experience.
I don't know if this is a world that I really want to bring more kids into.
Yeah. No, I thought about that at your age doing my time. Like, do I really, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I wasn't. So,
yeah, you know, I wasn't expecting to, like.
We're very similar. So yeah. Maybe I will end up with a tribe of Lil Youngins. You know? What would you say is your biggest motherhood regret?
You know, I think as mothers, there's so much expectation to be perfect for your kids. It's okay. And yeah, your kids are gonna be mad at you about and yeah, they're gonna need therapy.
It's okay.
But guess what? It's okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What would you say for you?
I was just so young that I just didn't know what I was doing. And I didn't know how to mother. I wanted to be the hip mother. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be her best friend. But when you're raising a child, she has friends. She needs you to be a mother.
Yeah.
To provide boundaries and security. And I would move out, get my own apartment, and then I would get to the point where I couldn't afford it anymore. And I would say, Ma, I need to come home.
Yeah.
Your early years, we were in and out of
her house.
We
lived with her a lot. Yeah.
So do you feel like in a way she kind of raised you? Like,
oh yeah, she definitely
was a huge part of my fundamental raising. Because I didn't understand the importance of being a mother. I didn't understand that every decision that you make will affect your child. I just didn't understand that.
Yep.
I do tend to focus on all the things that I did wrong.
In regards to you feeling like you weren't a good mother. It's just not true.
Yeah.
But there was also a lot of healing between us when I had the kids.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There was so much healing that happened between you and I through them.
Yeah.
Because
right.
I got to see your nurturing side.
Right.
Exactly.
I got to see sacrifices that you were making for them that weren't the same kind of sacrifices you made for me. How
exactly.
You were like, no, I'm going.
Yeah.
I'll be with you in Australia.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes, I know it's going to be long, and you know what? My husband's not happy, but I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
Right. That was important.
No,
that
and was it
important
was important. And it helped me so much because if I didn't have you,
right.
I wouldn't have been able to do the Matrix. I wouldn't be able to keep working.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
You went with me everywhere. And because of you, I was able to have my children with me.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Yes.
And to all those beautiful mommies out there, just know that you are perfect and lovely and beautiful. I know that what we do sometimes, we're not as appreciated as we should be.
Mm-hmm.
We don't appreciate ourselves.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We have to do better with that. Mm-hmm. But here, right here at this red table today, we want you to know
you are honored.
You are honored. Honored. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Yes!
All right.
The table.
The table.
Oh, wow, guys.
It's been an emotional day.
It's been an emotional day. I mean, I really like.
Great start. Good first show.
Oh, my God.
On our next Red Table Talk,
loss is a part of life. I still get really mad at God. I get mad at Tupac because he was one of those people that I expected to be here.
I never talk about it because it was such a short, weird point in my life.
What?
Hey, Facebook family. Follow the official show page for new episodes and updates.
We hope to see you back at the Red Table. Where? Facebook Watch only.
To join the Red Table Talk family and become a part of the conversation, follow us at facebook.com/redtabletalk. Thanks for listening to this episode of Red Table Talk Podcast, produced by Facebook Watch, Westbrook Audio, and iHeartRadio.